involved in the subject because it's so interesting for us from two sides. One, as a clinician working with patients and seeing the miracles that we can see when we work in balancing nutrients and specifically iodine. And for Carol, the biochemistry of it all.
Oh, yes, it's always fascinating to me. It's just endlessly fascinating. Where we're talking about foundational work here, if you're looking at improving your health, creating a successful life for you, healthy and happy, and looking at longevity, when you live long but you live well, active and free, you need to make sure you have your fundamental bases covered. And there's probably nothing more fundamental than this one element, iodine. It's rather a miracle. David Brownstein's book is actually in this nice purple color. And iodine, the iodine solution, has this lovely purple color. I have seen that. We talked about how important it was for breasts. I've seen one practitioner put on his website that we should quit wearing those pink ribbons for breast cancer, and everybody should wear a purple one for iodine.
And for prevention of breast cancer.
Right, prevention.
The book is...
Not get in the first place.
Exactly. The book is Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It. And that's an $80 donation to WBAI and supporting your favorite station. The nutrients are, and this is a WBAI exclusive, they're called Ocean Nutrients. It's a seaweed. In three capsules, there's 7.5 milligrams of iodine, which is amazing. And this is from pristine Northern Atlantic, Northern Canada waters. And the number to call, 212-209-2950. We've got to get back to the show. Don't stop calling. We need your support. 212-209-2950.
One of its main jobs in the body is to maintain a normal endocrine tissue. So the endocrine tissue consists of the breast, the ovaries, the uterus, the thyroid, prostate, and the pancreas. One of iodine's main jobs is to maintain the normal architecture of these tissues. So if we have enough iodine, we have a normal architecture of all those glandular tissues. But if we have iodine deficiency, the first thing that will happen is you'll start to get cysts in the thyroid, the ovaries, the uterus, the breast, the prostate, and the pancreas. If iodine deficiency goes on, these cysts become hard and nodular. If it goes on, they now take the appearance of hyperplasia, which is the precursor to cancer. And I call this the iodine deficiency continuum. Mm-hmm. So it's much worse than just thyroid and goiter. Now we're talking, this could explain why 1 in 7 women have breast cancer across the United States, why 1 in 3 men have prostate cancer, why we're having the epidemic of pancreatic cancer, and so on and so on and so on.
Why do we have a generalized deficiency of iodine throughout the country, as Corinne brought up? It's not just the so-called goiter belt.
There are many reasons for that. The primary reason is that most people aren't using iodized salt because they've been convinced that salt is dangerous and salt causes hypertension and heart disease and that we need to avoid salt. So there are estimates that less than 50% of U.S. households currently use iodized salt. And I would say those estimates are too high. I would estimate it's less than 30% of households use iodized salt. So that's one factor. The other factor is that our food supply is incredibly deficient in iodine. It always has been. And unless you're eating sea vegetables from areas of the ocean that aren't polluted, you're really not getting in enough iodine in your diet. And you're depending on taking it in from things like salt and maybe through sea animals, such as fish. But the iodine in those products, the longer that the item has been out of the ocean, the more iodine it sublimates into a gaseous state and leaves the product. So we just don't get enough iodine in our food supply. And then the other whammy for iodine comes in that our exposure to toxic halides, such as fluorine, bromide, and chlorine derivatives all help to push iodine out of the body. One of the things that I've been writing about, lecturing about over the years is that we're getting way too much exposure to fluorine and bromide in food supply, in our water supply, and in common household chemicals that's further degrading iodine levels in our body.
So you said the longer it's out of the sea, it goes into a gaseous state. Would that be the same with iodized salt? Because people have open bowls of salt right by their stove. Would that be the same? Would the iodine degrade from the salt that we're taking?
It's interesting you bring that up. There hasn't been a lot of studies on that, but there's been a few. And what they found is different batches, iodized salt does contain different amounts of iodine. And there's no question the longer it sits out, the less iodine that it has in it.
You also said something about you were using iodine and not getting the results you wanted until you found the correct form of iodine. What is the correct form?
So different tissues of our body preferentially take up different forms of iodine. So iodine, D-I-N, is a Nancy, refers to the oxidized form of iodine. It's lacking an extra electron in its outer shell, whereas the reduced form of iodine, iodide, D-I-D-E, has a full complement of electrons in its outer shell. I mean, that's fancy chemistry terms, but what people really could take away from this is different tissues of the body take up different forms of iodine. For example, the breath seems to preferentially take up iodine, while the thyroid seems to preferentially take up iodide. So what I was using in my practice in the first 10 years on and off without success was iodide, the reduced form. Iodide in solution is it looks clear. I mean, you can't see it. And you would think, because the thyroid takes up iodide, that it would have beneficial effects on the thyroid, but I just didn't see it clinically. I would use small amounts of it. I would use large amounts of it. I would use it intermittently. I would use it daily. It just didn't do much for patients. Now, there were no negative effects with it. It just didn't do any positive effects. Only when I began using a combination of iodine and iodide did I start to see the positive whole body benefits of iodine. And so the answer to your question is that I recommend that for a whole body effect of iodine, that it should be in combination with iodide. There was an old substance made in the 1800s by a physician, and it was called Lugol's solution. Dr. Lugol found that when potassium was added to iodine, it put it into solution, and you came up with Lugol's solution, which was a combination of iodine and iodide. And Lugol's solution, it was made in the early 1820s. It was really the most prescribed medical item until patent medicine took hold in the 20th century. So I find Lugol solution is very helpful, and I use tableted Lugol solution, which has both forms of iodine and iodide in it.
Could you explain to us a little more in depth, because I think this is important for the listeners to understand about iodine blockers, the bromide, the chlorine, the fluoride, and how they work to block our body's ability to uptake this essential nutrient, iodine.
So if we go back to our high school chemistry class, we learned about the periodic table. The elements are arranged in a periodic table based on their size and their function. Group 17, which is on the right side of the periodic table, is known as the halides. The halides consist of bromide, fluoride, chlorine, chlorine, and iodine. And all those halides are very structurally similar to one another. In the human body, these halides can bind to one another's receptors, if there's receptors for them. And there's receptors for two halides in our bodies, for chlorine and iodine. So if we get too much of one halide, it can bind to where the other halide is supposed to bind to, and it can cause the body to release it. So, for example, we know there's receptors for iodine in our thyroid, the ovaries, the uterus, the breast, the prostate. In fact, in every cell of the body, there's receptors for iodine. We also know that in an iodine-deficient state, that these receptors can be bound with other halides like bromide or fluorine. So if we get too much bromide or fluoride or fluorine in our diet or in our environment, it can bind to the iodine and cause us problems. And that's really what's happening out there. And we're getting too much fluoride from our fluoridated water and fluoridated juices and other things. And we're getting too much bromide, which is found in bakery products. It's found in pesticides. It's found in many consumer items. These are binding to iodine receptors and causing the body to release iodine. So relatively, we become toxic on these items and deficient in iodine.
Bromide has become a popular thing to put in hot tubs or swimming pools for disinfection. Isn't that right? Isn't that a problem with the big dose of bromide or is it bromine?
They use bromine as the antibacterial effect into pools and hot tubs. Now, look, we don't want to go into a pool that has no antibactericidal substance put in it because we'll get sick. So we have to put something in the pools and the hot tubs. Now, bromine, if there's enough iodine in the body and people are taking enough iodine, I don't think going in a brominated hot tub or a brominated pool is going to be a problem. The problem becomes most people don't have enough iodine. Then they go into these brominated tubs and pools. Then it's a problem because the bromine is going to kick out more iodine and bind to iodine's receptors. So I usually, when I lecture, I usually tell people I don't recommend using bromine or even using chlorine, although chlorine is a better choice for disinfecting pools and hot tubs, but I don't recommend using bromine. You can use iodine as a disinfectant for pools and hot tubs. You can use silver ions. You can use copper ions. I mean, there's many ways you can disinfect pools and hot tubs. In fact, I have both a pool and a hot tub. I don't use any bromine. I don't use any chlorine in either of them. I use ozone and silver and copper ions to keep my pool and hot tub clean, which has worked for me for years.
At one time, iodine was added to the bread.
You know, it's not one time. It's still this time.
Oh, it's still being added to bread?
Absolutely. In the 1960s and before, iodine was added to bread as a conditioning agent. And about one slice of bread contained 150 micrograms of iodine, which was and is the RDA for iodine. And in the early 1970s, for some unknown reason, it was mandated that iodine not be added to bakery products. It was added to flour. And they switched and added bromine to flour. So now most of our bakery products, breads, pasta, cereals, cakes, cookies, you know, donuts, things like that, are all brominated. So not only did we, I call it the double whammy. Number one, we pulled out a necessary essential ingredient that's needed in our bodies, which was iodine. And number two, we put in a toxic element, bromine, that can cause more iodine to release in the body. I think that has really set forward why we're seeing thyroid cancer and breast cancer and so on and so on and all those glandular problems in such epidemic rates right now.
It's what I promised you, isn't it?
Oh, it's so interesting. The subject, as we said before, filled up a couple days of lectures. And more, you're getting some of the highlights in the hour that Dr. Brownstein spent with us.
So our premium is Dr. Brownstein's book, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It. And all the issues that are being touched on in this 1 hour interview are thoroughly looked at in this book. The book, again, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It. Autoimmune disease, cancer, detoxification, fatigue, thyroid disease, breast cancer, prostate cancer, fibrocystic breast disease, PMS, so many of the ailments that we've learned to live with and accept are very thoroughly explained and reviewed as an imbalance. And that's Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It. And that's $80 premium or $80 gift to WBAI to keep your favorite radio station on the air and this show able to share with you information. It's really quite exciting for us and also a WBAI exclusive. You are the first to have this available to you, and it's called Ocean Nutrients. It is a form of laminaria, which is seaweed, that is 7.5 milligrams of iodine. That's iodine and iodide. And the salts that he talks about that are necessary to balance the iodine and drive it into the cell and pull out the toxins. Because for iodine to go into the cell, many of us need to push out the bromides and the chlorine and the fluorides and just pull them out. And the ability to do that is based on loading with iodine and salts and minerals that allows this process to happen. Seaweed is an amazing antioxidant, 200 times stronger than many of the antioxidants that we know as antioxidants. It's a brain support. When our bodies are low in iodine, it's a number one cause of preventable mental retardation. Iodine in this form increases circulation and reduces bad cholesterol. It is a powerful nutrient support. And I've put this supplement together, and this is a WBAI exclusive. This seaweed is from Northern Canada. It has 7.5 milligrams of iodine. It is as pure as it can be. And what we have here is a donation for WBAI of $60. And this bottle, it was sitting in the premium department, or will be by the end of the week. And we can drop it in the mail directly to you. No need to wait. So we have the ability to do brilliant things. We have the ability to support your favorite radio station, WBAI. And we have the ability to enhance your health on two levels, to give you the information you need to build your health through the book, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It, by David Brownstein. And David Brownstein is the author, is the prolific author that has brought this knowledge to the lay public. He has literally synthesized research of Dr. Guy Abraham and brought it to you in a readable and understandable form. And I am bringing to you some of the finest, purest seaweed that is available on the market worldwide. If you walk in right now to a health food store and pick up a bottle that says kelp on it, and you look at three capsules, what are you going to see? How much iodine is there?
Probably just a few micrograms.
Exactly. Because it has been drawn out of the seaweed in order to comply with the lower limit of the RDA. Well, this seaweed that I have in my hand right now, actually it's quite a pretty bottle. This seaweed that I have in my hand right now is specifically formulated, and it is for use, for therapeutic use in medical offices. And you are getting the advantage of it. So support your favorite radio station. You're listening now. Why? Because you love BAI. You don't want a bunch of canned music coming into your house. You love BAI. You love the fact that we're all neighbors. You love the fact that we bump into each other at the film forum. You love the fact that you're getting information that you will not receive anywhere else on the dial.
Anywhere, anyhow. So, Corinne.
Yes.
Don't you think it would be a good idea if people would
call 212?
Yes.
209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
That's important, but I think it's a good idea if they would call in with a donation of $140 and get the book and get your ocean nutrients and have a double whammy there. The book will tell you why it's so important, but then you'll have the means to start your way back to wellness with the ocean nutrients.
Sounds like a good idea to me. That's why we put it together.
Good, good. I was just looking in a magazine I picked up some time ago, and most of the articles compiled in here are from Guy Abraham, and he's giving a little history of iodine. He's writing about Dr. Shent Gyorgy, who's actually quite famous for vitamin C, but he also is quoted here from the early 1900s, and this is what Dr. Gyorgy says. When I was a medical student, iodine in the form of potassium iodide, and that's abbreviated as KI, was the universal medicine. Nobody knew what it did, but it did something and did something good. We students used to sum up the situation with this little rhyme. If you don't know where, what, and why, prescribe you then K and I. You know, some of that old stuff is the smartest stuff. I think sometimes we think we're so smart and clever, but we forget that we're standing on the shoulders of some very, very wonderful and brilliant human beings. And so it is with some of this early work with iodine. There's another little interesting thing. One of the earlier studies with iodine and goiter, a man named Catton, C-H-A-T-I-N, he gave patients, this was in 1820, a tincture of iodine with 250 milligrams per day of iodine in 150 goiter patients, and they all responded very well.
What a surprise.
Yeah. That, too, I bet.
Whoa, that just shrunk before our eyes. The number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Show your appreciation. I hope you understand and really you have to understand. You have to understand this is not just off the cuff. There's hours and hours and hours of preparation and thought and caring that goes behind each and every show that we bring forth to you. Why? Because we respect you. We respect your brain. We respect your right to know. We don't demand that you agree with us. We just want to share the information, and you can look at it, pick it up, examine it, and take it or leave it. And that's what WBAI is all about. It's personal and shared respect. The number to call, 212-209-2950. I'm going back to the talk, but I'm trusting that you will continue calling at the rate that you have been, sharing with us your appreciation. And I hope, I really do hope, that you are able to avail yourself of these wonderful premiums that we put together, the book Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It, and Ocean Nutrients, which is a WBAI exclusive. You can't buy them anywhere else. This is Canadian seaweed, 7.5 milligrams of the most delicious mineral bath you can imagine, straight from the pristine seas. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And we're going back.
not only did we, I call it the double whammy. Number one, we pulled out a necessary essential ingredient that's needed in our bodies, which was iodine. And number two, we put in a toxic element, bromine, that can cause more iodine to release in the body. I think that that has really set forward why we're seeing thyroid cancer and breast cancer and so on and so on, and all those glandular problems in such epidemic rates right now.
Your recommendations for using iodine have been higher than the RDA, the recommended daily allowance, and I think you've taken flack from some people on that. What actually do you recommend?
Well, the RDA stands for, ladies, you got to help me, I'm blocking on it right now.
Recommended daily allowance.
No. I think it stands for RAPS, Drugs, and Assumptions. The RDA is established for the minimal amount of a substance to prevent a disease due to that deficiency of the substance. So in the case of iodine, the RDA was the minimal amount of iodine, 150 micrograms, to prevent goiter. Now, that RDA was fine probably 50 years ago when we weren't so exposed to all these bromine and fluorine chemicals that are out there. I can assure you, our toxicity exposure has gone up over the years, and the RDA should have followed suit and gone up with it, but it hasn't. So we've become, the RDA really is irrelevant. And when I talk to doctors about the iodine studies, I show them that the 150 micrograms, the RDA for iodine for humans, is probably enough for little rats to prevent them from getting breast and prostate cancer from iodine deficiency, but it's not enough for us. So what do I recommend? You know, I've done a lot of testing on thousands of patients, and I've looked at breast cancer and prostate cancer and pancreatic problems and, you know, so on with the glandular issues. My experience has shown for most people, about 25 milligrams of a combination of iodine and iodide seems to be the most optimal dose. Now, if someone has breast cancer or prostate cancer or, you know, disease of these tissues, they may need more than 25 milligrams. But remember, this is 100 times over the RDA for iodine. And this stuff is best used when working with a healthcare provider knowledgeable about iodine.
Can you take too much iodine?
Well, sure, you could take too much water.
Okay.
And you could take too much of anything, and you could take too much iodine. But if you have normal kidney function, the body has mechanisms to get rid of excess iodine, and I don't see too many problems with it when it's used as part of a holistic treatment regimen, as I describe in my books. Most people can do just fine with 25 milligrams of iodine. But, you know, I don't suggest people go out and just start taking iodine. They need to do this as part of a whole treatment regimen, which includes using adequate amounts of salt, because salt helps to usher, when you start taking iodine, you start pushing bromide and fluoride out of the body. That has to come out. And taking adequate amounts of salt helps you usher that bromide and fluoride out of the body.
Any specific type of salt? Just table salt?
Well, you ladies know I've written a book on salt, Salt Your Way to Health. And in this case, any particular type of salt, even table salt, refined salt, would help to usher bromide out of the body. But a much more healthy salt for someone is to use unrefined salt, such as Redmond's Real Salt or Celtic Brand, Selena's Celtic Brand Sea Salt. They have over 80 minerals in them, and they supply a lot of good minerals for the body. And it's just a healthier substance than refined table salt.
Could we talk a little bit about some of the work of Dr. Guy Abraham and what he was doing with iodine, the results he was seeing, and then I would like to discuss some of the results you're seeing with iodine therapies?
So, as I said to you guys earlier, you know, I read that article in one of my journals. It was written by Dr. Abraham, and I called him. We started testing my patients. I started to find, you know, over 95%, you know, markedly deficient in iodine. And then we developed a friendship, and we started doing research together. He taught me how to test for iodine. I mean, Dr. Abraham was the most brilliant person I've met in my life. He taught me how to think better. He taught me how to do research. He taught me how to test for people with iodine and bromide and fluoride problems. And Dr. Abraham was very interested in female health problems. He was a gynecologist by training. His first foray into looking at alternative ways to treat people was to treat women for premenstrual syndrome. And he found that vitamins and minerals were very effective in treating it. So it was a really a natural for him to move into iodine is because women were suffering from so many problems with breast and ovarian and uterine issues, and particularly with 1 in 7 women suffering from breast cancer. Iodine, the second largest concentration of iodine in the body next to the thyroid, occurs in the breasts and the ovaries. So he began studying iodine, and he began correlating that with the problem women were having with their breasts and ovaries and uterus and thyroid. Him and I did many studies with this, and we did a few breast cancer studies and found that breast cancer patients had 50% less iodine compared to women who did not have breast cancer. But he really was a wonderful man. He died about a year and a half ago, and, you know, he's sorely missed in my life.
What are you seeing in your practice with patients? Because we know iodine has so many effects. We see it in the pancreas. We see it in the salivary glands. We see it in the prostate. Are you seeing any changes in patients when they increase their iodine input in terms of energy, et cetera?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if there's one single nutrient that's provided the biggest effects that I've seen over my career, it's clearly iodine. Nothing even comes close to it. Iodine concentrates in the glandular tissue, as I mentioned before, which includes the pancreas and the ovaries, the uterus, the breast, the prostate, and the thyroid. And we've had many patients who have been able to get off their type 2 diabetic medications once they start iodine. We've had 4 patients come off insulin who were insulin-dependent diabetics when they went on iodine, because iodine helped to stimulate the beta cells in the pancreas to start releasing insulin again.
Wow.
So there are many stories with iodine. As far as energy production goes, the single best nutrient to help people suffering from low energy would be iodine.
What way do you test? I see many patients who come in and they've done a skin test, a skin patch test, where they put a little bit of iodine on their arm and they evaluate how long it takes to absorb. Do you find that an accurate test?
So the skin holds its sufficiency. 20% of the body's iodine is held in the skin. So I don't know if the skin test, where you basically rub iodine, the oxidized form, on the skin, and iodine is a brownish color to it, and then you wait for the brownish color to go away, and the thought is that the iodine is absorbed into the skin, and that the quicker it's absorbed into the skin, the more deficient somebody is. And if it's absorbed in within 24 hours, they're deficient in iodine. And if it's absorbed after 24 hours, their iodine levels are okay. The problem is that I don't know if you're just measuring skin iodine levels, or another problem is that one study showed that 80% of the iodine applied to the skin evaporated and turned into a gas left the skin. So I don't think it's really the best way to do it. The best way to measure iodine levels is urinary excretion, where you give someone a known dose of iodine. And since we know that over 98% of orally taken iodine is excreted through the urine, you can measure the amount in and the amount out and just subtract the numbers and gather how much the body's hanging on to. The idea here is that the more the body hangs on to, the more deficient the body is in iodine.
Carol?
I think also when you do that test, it's also possible to check for the level of bromine, fluorine, chloride, chlorine. Do you check for that too, or do you just concern yourself more about what iodine is coming out?
So this test is called the iodine loading test, and it was developed by Dr. Abraham. What happened when he developed the test, jumped in and helped him with it, but when we developed the test, we tried different amounts of iodine until we found the amount that gave us the most accurate clinical numbers. And what we decided was a 50 milligram loading test, is the best way to do this. So what someone does is they'll take 50 milligrams of iodine and they'll collect 24 hours of urine. What you can do is you can measure the first 24 hours of urine before you take the iodine and then collect 24 hours after you take the iodine and then just send the sample of urine in and see what the iodine concentration is between the two. You can just easily calculate how much the body is excreting out and subtract the numbers and realize how deficient the body is. So what we found is that 90% excretion of a 50 milligram load in 24 hours means they have enough iodine in their body. So in other words, if they take 50 milligrams in and they pee out 45 milligrams and hold on to 5 milligrams, they're pretty sufficient in iodine. This 5 milligrams that they're hanging on to sort of comes in and out throughout the day as long as they're taking iodine in. The problem becomes when someone urinates out, let's say, 25 milligrams of the 50, so 50% comes out. That means their body held on to 50%, and they're much more deficient than someone who held on to 5%. So to answer your question, that when you take in this dose of iodine, if you have bromide and or fluoride in your body, which there's no medical benefit for either of those items, that the iodine will displace those things and you will urinate those out. And yes, you can measure those in the urine. I've tested that thousands of times in patients, and I can assure you that 100% of patients are bromine toxic. Every patient that we've tested has had high levels of bromide come out when we've done this test. 96% have been low in iodine.
Hi, we're back, and we're back ready to support WBAI. What'd you think, Carol?
Oh, that's so interesting. It's one of the things he's talking about is a way to measure for iodine using a loading test, and you can find out actually how deficient you are. And it's a simple test, so it's really nice that that tool has been developed for anybody. You can monitor how well you're doing with your iodine intake over time as you're using it. It's bound to improve. So you could test yourself before and after and see how well you've done with the iodine.
What I would like to do is have and see the people that are listening calling in. The information that we're sharing with you is fabulous. I agree with you, Carol. Where else are you going to hear this? But the purpose of this is to support WBAI, who allows this information to flow. 15 years ago, I started on this radio, and what we were talking about was so radical. And now, it's just astounding how everybody's jumping on the bandwagon, but the understanding of fish oils protecting the heart, the understanding of iodine and how it works as an anti-infective, an antiviral, a mucilaginic, so it thins our mucus and our excretions, it brings down boils, it supports our brain, it increases our circulation, it's a powerful detoxer because it pushes out
the other halides.
Halides. That
halide compounds, say fluoride and bromine,
that are
pushed out,
that are blocking our ability to uptake the iodine. So here we have this all-in-one nutrient right here in an exclusive to WBAI, and they're called Ocean Nutrients. Right now, when you go into those stores, our number one source of kelp has been and is from the waters off of Japan, Korea, and China. When you go into the store to purchase seaweed, that is what you're getting. And right now, we know those waters are contaminated. It is not to our advantage to be taking sea nutrients from such a contaminated area. But I looked and I researched. I sought out a source of seaweed from northern Canada. In the beginning, it was from Iceland, but there was only so much we could get. So this is Northern Canada, which is equally as good and equally tested. What do we have? We have a pure source of seaweed high in iodine, which is very unusual, that has all these benefits for you as an antioxidant, as a detoxer. And guess what? You can support WBAI. It's a $60 donation to WBAI. And this bottle that's in my hand right now, this really pretty bottle, will be dropped in the mail to you. A companion to that is Iodine, the book of Dr. Brownstein, who we're listening to. Why you need it, why you can't live without it. It's about autoimmune disease. It's about cancer. It's about the brain. It's about detoxification at the cellular level. It's about fatigue, thyroid disease, breast cancer, prostate cancer, fibrocystic breast disease, PMS. Who doesn't need this book? Tell me one person. If you are pregnant and not getting adequate iodine, that's a pretty scary thought, because you're compromising the brain of your baby. We know that deficiency states of iodine create a very specific form of mental retardation. That's cretinism. Now, 96% of those people that are going to Dr. Brownstein's office are deficient in iodine. Mm-hmm. Are deficient in iodine. They get pregnant. What is going to happen? What do we have here? So this,
that's horrifying thought.
It really is. So this book is important to everyone you know, from grandmothers and grandfathers, to protect their brain, to support their thyroid, to support their mental thought, to increase their circulation, to young kids who you want bright and vital and active, to you and me that want to maintain our vitality and our vibrance and our energy and our mental state, and to WBAI. Supporting WBAI is why we're here right now. The information is essential. And guess what? We feel privileged to be able to share this with you. And this, I tell you, and I said it in the beginning, it took us a year to get Dr. Brownstein and have hours that we all together could record an interview. We literally cornered him.
We cornered him also on his vacation.
On his vacation. He was in Bermuda, and we were interviewing him by Skype, because it literally is the only time, free time, he has. So what you're hearing is something very special. People fly from all over the country to be able to listen to Dr. Brownstein lecture. They buy his newsletters. They subscribe to his blog.
Pay for the whole course that I took when we went to the conference in Dearborn.
That was quite a few hundred dollars.
That certainly was, and we're bringing it right to your living room or right on your laptop if you're listening to us on your computer. So another thing I'd like to remind you, you don't have to pick up the phone to donate to WBAI. You can do it right there from your computer, WBAI.org, a little tab there for you to donate. Please specify, take charge of your health. Specify, ideally, we think you should get both premiums for a total of $140. The wonderful ocean nutrients that will give you a supply of iodine, and the book that will make it even more clear to you why it's such an important nutrient. The phone number is 212-209-2950. Or go directly to the website at WBAI.org and donate there, please.
You could become a buddy. Money comes in every month to WBAI, which is really a wonderful thing, that we do not have to literally go to the airways and almost grovel for money, because the money is coming in every month. You won't notice it. It's easy And you could do that online, a BAI buddy, and you could specify take charge of your health. Less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks a day. And just think of those Frappuccinos that are about 500 calories a day. You could save that money, give it to WBAI.
And not a drop of iodine in there.
And not a drop of iodine in there either. The number to call, 212-209-2950. Don't make us go crazy.
Okay. I would like us to take a moment to really thank Dr. Brownstein for two donations, one of his precious time to speak with us and share this information with all of our listeners. And secondly, Dr. Brownstein did donate his books to WBAI as a premium. He's putting his efforts to make sure WBAI stays live and on the air, and we continue to bring this sort of news and information to our listeners. So I'd really like to salute him for his caring. I don't think he should be the only one. We should all step up and contribute. Take advantage of the gift he's offering of his book, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It.
The number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And you know what? If you get these C nutrients with a $60 donation to WBAI, and you get the book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It, with an $80 donation to WBAI, the two together are $140. If you get these, you'll have more energy, and you won't procrastinate so much, and you will just have the energy to jump up to that phone, give us a call, and share with us not only your precious donation to WBAI at whatever level it comes at, but also your relationship of appreciation to WBAI. WBAI is power. It really is. It's the definition of power. Just think what your life would be like if all you did was, whenever you turned on the radio, when you went to your computer to listen, all you got was Pandora music. What would your life be like? How can I describe it?
It's a horrible image in my head.
212-209-2950. Appreciate WBAI. This is your time to appreciate, to call, to support WBAI, who's been giving to you for over 50 years, 24/7. I remember when I first moved to New York over 30 years ago, I used to carry, you know, it was the portable radio with the big batteries.
The boombox.
I used to have a house, and I carried a boombox from room to room to room with me, listening to WBAI, because it was the only thing that made me feel like home, like I had friends, like I had people that could understand me, and I could understand them. And that was 34 years ago, and I still feel the same. And the number to call, 212-209-2950. Give a donation to WBAI at any level that you can. Give us a challenge grant. Give us $1,000. Give us $2,000. If you had to go to this conference, you would spend $2,000. We went there, and we literally cornered Dr. Brownstein and begged him to come on the show. Why? Because we knew that you would appreciate and understand the information. He said, you know, many people, this is a lay audience. I said, they've been listening for years to the information that, exactly, information that we give out. Consequently, they can keep up with you. You don't have to speak slower. You don't have to speak down to our audience. We'll assist you or guide you. This is a very educated lay audience. The number to call, 212-209-2950. 800-273-2950. If you're a practitioner, call. Get the book. You need the book. You need the understanding to appropriately and completely work with your patients. You can try the nutrients. You can buy the nutrients and see how they make you feel. The total package is $140. It's the book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It. And Sea Nutrients from Northern Canada, pristine waters of the North Atlantic with 7.5 milligrams of iodine in three capsules. That is astounding. The number to call, 212-209-2950. We have more of the show. I want to go to it. Actually, we are going to go to it, but you have to be calling. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Give us a call.
Or go onto your computer and log in to WBAI.org and pledge today.
Give to WBAI.org. 212-209-2950. We'll be back.
To answer your question, that when you take in this dose of iodine, if you have bromide and or fluoride in your body, which there's no medical benefit for either of those items, that the iodine will displace those things and you will urinate those out. And yes, you can measure those in the urine. I've tested that thousands of times in patients, and I can assure you that 100% of patients are bromine toxic. Every patient that we've tested has had high levels of bromide come out when we've done this test, and 96% have been low in iodine.
What about when people say they're allergic to iodine? What does that mean?
Most of the people who say they're allergic to iodine make that claim because they've had an radioactive iodine test that they developed hives or had problems with. Now, that's a different form of iodine than we're talking here. We're talking inorganic, non-radioactive iodine. And I find most people who had problems with the radioactive iodine testing don't have problems with taking it orally. Now, other people will say they can't eat shellfish or they have problems and they eat fish and they're iodine allergic. They may be, they may not be. I would say 75% of them are not. When they take iodine, they can tolerate iodine just fine. But about 25% of those patients do have a problem with iodine. They might get hives or itching or something like that. Those patients, either they have to be treated for an iodine allergy, and there's an acupressure technique called NAET mm-hmm. that we do in our office that's been very effective at treating most people with that, or they can't take iodine. Now, one other patient can't take iodine, and that's a patient who has a condition called an autonomously functioning nodule, where they have a little nodule in their thyroid that's sort of out of control of the thyroid gland. And if you start taking iodine, that nodule will just start producing a lot of thyroid hormone on its own. I've seen three cases of that over about 10 years. Luckily, it's not very common, but those patients can't take iodine either. They either have to get that nodule surgically removed, or they just have to remain off iodine. It's not very common. And I've only had a few patients over the years who can't take iodine due to an iodine allergy.
Now, we know that nutrients can be organ-specific in the amount that is needed for the body. So the amount to suppress a goiter, the government came up with that amount, was 150 micrograms. But there's no studies, really, to know what the amount for optimal health is. I've heard that there is an amount of 3 milligrams to maintain healthy breast tissue, but a total body amount, what would you recommend as an optimal health amount for iodine?
So, in collaboration with Dr. Abraham and perusing the literature, there are studies that show that the breast can take up 3 to 5, or can hold 3 to 5 milligrams of iodine at saturation. Now, 3 to 5 milligrams is 3 to 5,000 micrograms of iodine. When we're talking 150 micrograms is the RDA. You could start to see that the RDA is not adequate to supply the body enough iodine. it's certainly not enough to supply the breasts enough iodine. I think that's why seeing so many women with so many breast problems out there. So let's take the thyroid gland. At saturation, the thyroid can hold 50 milligrams of iodine. That's 500 times the RDA for iodine, 150 micrograms. So how much do people need? That comes back to about my clinical experience of about 25 milligrams for the vast majority of people seems to be enough. However, if a woman has breast problems, if a man has prostate problems, or pancreas problems, or ovarian, or uterine, or any of the other glandular problems, they may need more iodine than that 25 milligrams until their body can detox from the bromide and fluoride and other elements that are in there that are blocking the iodine. So I would say 25 milligrams for most people seems to be the best dose.
I think we should interject here that thyroid hormone is actually made up of iodine in various amounts for the different hormones. Do you want to expand on that, David?
So the thyroid gland cannot make thyroid hormone without iodine. T4, the 4 refers to 4 iodine atoms attached to that thyroglobulin molecule. T3, the active form of thyroid, has 3 iodine atoms attached to that thyroglobulin molecule. So you can't make these hormones without enough iodine. Now, interestingly, if you don't have enough iodine to make thyroid hormone, the thyroid gland can adapt and use bromide to make thyroid hormone. So the T4 now can have 4 bromide atoms attached to the thyroglobulin molecule instead of iodine. We weren't designed that way. There are studies that show that that can happen, but there are no studies that show that that's a good or a bad thing. However, I would say we're not designed to brominate our thyroid hormone. We're designed to iodinate it. I highly doubt that it's a good factor to brominate thyroid hormone and not iodinate it.
So if we tested for thyroid hormones, the normal testing procedures, it really wouldn't tell us that we properly have iodine on the thyroglobulin. It could be some bromine or fluoride or chloride.
It could be brominated. It's been shown that thyroid hormone can be brominated. Well, the testing doesn't differentiate, so we don't know. But I can probably take a good guess because I tested enough people that people are brominating the thyroid hormone just because I've seen bromide at much higher levels than iodine in a lot of people that I've checked, particularly women with breast cancer, women with fibrocystic breasts. They have a lot of bromide in their body, you know, relative to iodine.
One time I saw a study, and I read it with some interest because thyroid hormone is supposed to protect the breast, but the study said that there was an increased number of women having breast cancer who were taking thyroid, and it was whole thyroid. And I was surprised at that at first, but then I realized they could be using thyroid hormone because basically they're deficient in iodine. Maybe that was just a cover-up for the iodine deficiency.
It totally is a cover-up, Carol. There's been 3 such studies out there. What the studies found were that the longer women took thyroid hormone, the more breast cancer they had. 2 of the studies showed that women have a 50% increased risk of breast cancer if they took thyroid hormone for over 10 years. Now, when I first saw those, I was perplexed. I couldn't figure out. At that point, I was treating people with thyroid hormone without iodine. I didn't know about iodine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite understand that. I can understand it now because what happens is when you give someone thyroid hormone who's iodine deficient, you increase the metabolic rate of the body. Therefore, you're increasing the body's iodine needs, and you're making an iodine deficiency problem worse. So my suggestion to healthcare providers when I lecture to them is they need to evaluate the iodine status when they evaluate thyroid status. And nobody should be given thyroid hormone that's iodine deficient because you're going to make problems like breast cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, ovarian and uterine cancer much more prevalent because you're increasing the body's metabolic needs, increasing the iodine needs, and the body doesn't have that.
Okay, so what would it look like if you have a patient who comes in with fibrocystic breast disease? How do you treat them?
So the most studied element in fibrocystic breast disease in the last 100 years is iodine. A lot of the research has been done in Russia. There are hundreds of articles out of Russia showing fibrocystic breast disease easily treated with iodine. there are many studies in the Western literature confirming the same thing. And I can tell you in my practice, it's one of the neatest things that I do. I'll walk you through a patient of mine, and I use her when I lecture. Her name is Carol. Carol was an RN working in a hospital. She was in her late 30s, and she came to me complaining of severe fibrocystic breast disease, which she had had for 10 years. She had went to the University of Michigan to the Fibrocystic Breast Center, had seen the chairman of the department there for years. She had altered her diet and cut out caffeine and cut out sugar, had really no improvement with that. She was in such severe straits when I saw her that she was scheduled for bilateral mastectomy 3 weeks from our visit. And she had really used me as a last hope for this. She had read one of my earlier editions of my iodine book and was wondering if iodine could help her. When I saw her, she was wearing a very light shirt that sort of fits over. And she said she couldn't wear any tight clothes because anything tight around her chest hurts her breast. She couldn't wear a bra. She couldn't have anyone rub up against her. She said she'd immediately go into tears. She had scheduled this bilateral mastectomy, you know, after much, you know, heartache and much pain. And really the chairman of the Department of Fibrocystic Breast Disease had told her there's nothing else they could do for her. So when I saw her, I immediately checked an iodine loading test on her. She was very low on iodine. She was very high in bromide, as most people with breast disease are. When I got the results back, I called her and told her to cancel her mastectomy. Let's give iodine a try here. So what I did was I put her on 25 milligrams of iodine and the tableted Lugol solution. You know, there's two good forms of that out there, and one of them is Iodorol. That's Dr. Abraham's product from Optimox. Another good product is Iodine HP from Biotics. I've had them both checked. And a third one is Lugol tabs from Hakala Labs. I've had all three of those checked for potency, and they've all tested fine. I put Carol on 25 milligrams of iodine and told her to adjust her dose up quickly as she tolerated it to 100 milligrams. Which she tolerated fine. And Carol called me 2 weeks into it and said, for the first time, she's not crying by the end of the day because the shirt's been rubbing on her breast and she's not sore. When I saw her back 2 months later and, you know, repeated a breast exam on her, it felt like she had the best term I can use, like a breast transplant. She had these hard, nodular breasts that you could barely touch. I mean, they felt like punching bag material, but with bumps in them.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw her back 2 months later, they were all much softer. They weren't tender. You could still feel all the bumps of the fibrocystic breast, but they were starting to go away. Within 6 months later, she was wearing a bra. She could exercise again. She certainly didn't need her surgery. She went back to the fibrocystic breast disease for another exam, and the doctor who examined her said to her, you feel like you have new breasts. What's new? So she started to tell him about iodine, and she said his eyes glazed over. He didn't want to hear about it, and he basically cut her off and said, well, I'll see you back in 6 more months. Interestingly, with Carol, this treating her for about, I'm probably in 8 years of treating her now, but a couple of years after that, she called me on the phone in tears, said, it's coming back. My breasts are getting sore again and bumpy again, and I don't know what's wrong. And I said, how much iodine are you taking? She paused, and she said, I stopped taking it 2 months ago. And I said, why'd you stop? I said, why'd you stop taking it? She goes, you know, I forgot to refill it. I ran out and I just forgot it. And I said, let's just get back on it. I'm sure it'll go away. And again, retreatment with it showed her symptoms went away and she was much better. I treated lots of patients like her. She was the most severe one that I've seen. But iodine helps well over 90% of women with fibrocystic, you know, 95% of women with fibrocystic breast disease.
What exciting results. Now, are you also combining that with selenium? Because elevated iodine can create selenium deficiency, and is that not true?
Well, iodine should be used as part of a holistic treatment regimen. So, yes, if someone needs selenium, they should take selenium. But I can tell you the single best nutrient to take with iodine is unrefined salt. It helps to usher the bromide and fluoride out, and it supplies minerals to the body. So, yes, I use selenium with iodine. I mean, I check people for these nutrients before I prescribe them the appropriate nutrients. But the most important thing with iodine is to use salt with it.
Are there foods that are high in iodine that we could increase in our diet?
Well, sea vegetables. If the sea vegetables are grown in areas of the ocean that aren't polluted with bromine, can be high in iodine, because sea vegetables, just like they have the same iodine pump we have, it can take up one of the halides if that's all that's available to it. The problem with seaweed as a form of iodine is that the seaweed varies in iodine content. I've tested various batches of seaweed from companies, and the iodine content varies and the bromide content varies. So I think if we're diagnosing iodine deficiency and we're going to treat iodine deficiency, people should take iodine and a known amount of iodine so we can measure it and we can measure the pre and post levels.
One more thing. Iodine is protective if you're exposed to radiation. We have exposures to radiation. We have Fukushima, but we have radiation in mammograms, for instance. Your patient with a fibrocystic breast disease was probably encouraged to do regular mammograms.
Now, we do have exposures that we never had before, and to a degree that we've never had them before, and one of them is radiation. Part of that is the Fukushimas of the world, but also the radiation in our lives, the medical radiation. What does iodine do? It blocks the uptake of the radioactivity into the cells because the radioactivity sits on the same
receptor sites on the
cells that iodine does. And that's the way it's absorbed and held in the tissue of your body. Whereas if your cells are saturated with iodine, there is exposure to radiation. The body does not take it up in the same degree and can excrete it at a higher level. So that's one of the ways that ocean nutrients or sea vegetables, as Dr. Brownstein calls them, are such powerful detoxers for more than just the halides, for multiple exposures that we have in our life. This ocean nutrients that is exclusive to WBAI is a wash, is a mix of beautiful minerals that allow the uptake of iodine and create a balance in three capsules from this ocean nutrients from the northern waters, the pristine northern Atlantic waters off of Canada. We have 7.5 milligrams of iodine, a powerful dose of iodine. We also have the book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It. You just heard the story of a nurse who was suffering and was willing to get a bilateral mastectomy to relieve herself from this extreme, constant, never-ending suffering. And this was being done at a
major
medical center because they really had nothing to treat her with. She came to Dr. Brownstein, and he gave her iodine, found that she was severely deficient, gave her iodine, and the pain went away. The breasts started softening, and that was in a very short period of time. So what we're talking about is a miracle nutrient that's been underappreciated and underutilized by some, but not by everyone. The ancients believed in iodine, and they utilized it for everything. They utilized it for infections and viruses and building their health. They understood the importance of iodine. I use it for
100 years before World War II. It was called the universal medicine. It was used for everything. As Corinne is listing these things, it's just untold the number of things that iodine impacts in your body. The universal medicine.
And that's knowledge that we forgot. And it's time to get it back. Like many of the things that we speak about on this show, it's a full circle back to the present. But now we have the studies that show how it works, that proves how it works. And we're bringing that knowledge back again to you, to share with you, to enhance your health. The number to call is 212-209-2950. We really want you to hear the rest of the interview. It is fabulous. But if we don't get calls coming in, and that is the definition of right now, if we don't get calls coming in, call after call after call, with the board lighting up like a Christmas tree, calling 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We'll know two things. One, we'll understand that you really don't understand the value of what we are sharing and giving to you, gladly giving to you. You don't really understand it, but that's hard for me to really say.
I can't accept that.
Not exactly. The number to call is 212-209-2950, and you will, week after week, receive information equivalent to today's show.
And I'd like to say, too, we've got some more exciting programs coming up.
Oh.
But we need you, our listening audience, to keep WBAI financially healthy and alive. 212-209-2950 for $140. Get both the Ocean Nutrients and the book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It. You'll be doubly protected, first of all, with the knowledge of iodine, plus a product in your hands that will give you an excellent source of iodine. And Corinne, you hadn't mentioned, but you have something very special in there, the Laminaria digitalia, which is an algae. This particular algae has heparin-like effects or blood-thinning effects, heparin being your natural blood thinner in your body. So many people are relying on aspirins, which has a danger over time of causing erosion in your gastrointestinal tract. This does not do it, and it's a far superior blood thinner to aspirin. So for long-term effects, for protecting against unusual clumping of your platelets in your blood, this is an amazing alternative.
And you're not going to find it from this part of the world unless you really know what you're doing, unless you know how to look for it. And even still, when you look at a kelp bottle, it doesn't say where the source of the kelp is. So this is Canadian waters, Northern Atlantic, 7.5 milligrams of iodine in 3 capsules. You're just not going to find that anywhere. And this is a WBAI exclusive, and it's from my office, a WBAI exclusive, and it's $60. But to understand what Dr. Brownstein is talking about, to have a more complete picture for practitioners and for patients, so you can walk into the doctor and say, I'm having these symptoms. Could you please check out this and see how adequate I am in iodine? There is nothing as valuable as knowledge. You can support your practitioner with your knowledge, with your understanding of the value of nutrients and the value of nutrient balance. The book is Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It, and it is one of the most misunderstood and underappreciated nutrients that exist today, and Dr. Brownstein has brought it to the forefront. The number to call, 212-209-2950. We have a little bit left of the interview. We want to share that with you. Call now, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. 2950. Show how much you appreciate WBAI. Show how much you appreciate this show. We would love a $1,000 donation and gift given to this show, given to WBAI. It would be such a joy to receive. But at the same time, we would appreciate a WBAI membership in Take Charge of Your Health's name. Whatever you can give gives us so much joy because we know you're hearing. You're hearing us, you're appreciating, and you understand what we're here to share. The number to call, 212-209-2950. We just got a couple minutes left on the interview. We're going to go right back, and then we're coming back to you. 212-209-2950. Keep calling.
One more thing. Iodine is protective if you're exposed to radiation. We have exposures to radiation. We have Fukushima, but we have radiation in mammograms, for instance. Your patient with a fibrocystic breast disease was probably encouraged to do regular mammograms.
You know, interesting with her, she couldn't do any mammograms after a while because her breasts were too sore. She just stopped getting them. But iodine with Fukushima, Three Mile Island, the Russian...
Chernobyl.
You know, what they do is they give surrounding populations iodine because the release of radioactive iodine will bind to iodine receptors in our body if they're not bound with iodine. It'll destroy the surrounding tissue and alter the DNA and increase your rate of cancer. So it is best to maintain optimal iodine levels so you don't have to worry about it if you're exposed to that stuff. The radioactive iodine has nowhere to bind to in your body. So, again, taking the iodine in doses that I'm talking about, I think will protect people for, you know, damage against exposure to things like that.
This has been a wonderful hour. I really appreciate your information, your research, and your sharing with us. It's been absolutely wonderful. In conclusion, how would you like to sum up this hour?
Well, I'd like to tell people you don't have to suffer with feeling sick, feeling tired, being put off by your doctor that, you know, nothing's wrong with you. If they don't check an iodine level, how do they know you have enough iodine? I was taught in medical school iodine deficiency doesn't exist because of iodine salt. Well, I never tested anyone. I didn't know. Once I started testing people, I found most of them were deficient in iodine. So I would tell people don't stop searching for a cause for your problems and a solution to your problems. Because many times it's out there for many people suffering from fibromyalgia, thyroid problems, breast problems, ovarian problems, uterine problems, prostate, pancreas issues. Iodine deficiency may be a part of that problem. Correcting iodine deficiency has been the single most beneficial thing I've seen in my practice over 20 years in medicine. It can really be a wonderful help for people in need.
I want to throw in one more question before we end up, because when you go on the internet, they give all these iodine warnings, how iodine can create hypothyroid and how be careful that you don't take too much iodine. What do you think about those warnings, and is iodine a thyroid suppressive?
I write about that in my book. These people who write this stuff are suffering from medical iodophobia. So they probably need iodine to clear their brain so they can think clearly. But look, it's iodine deficiency that causes thyroid problems. Our iodine levels have fallen over 50% over the last 40 years. During that time, iodine levels have fallen over 50%. We've seen epidemic increases of thyroid problems, including autoimmune thyroid disease, hypothyroidism, and thyroid cancer, as well as the epidemic of the endocrine cancers, as I talked about before, the breast, ovarian, uterine, pancreas. Thyroid problems and prostate problems. If iodine were causing these problems, we would see these conditions going down over the last 40 years, not going up. It's iodine deficiency that causes these problems. I would tell the reader or listener for more information, take a look at my book. I have all the research in there. The information's out there. People will read it.
Well, even the World Health admits that one-third of the world population is iodine deficient. Not even iodine low, there's severe deficiency, and we know that that affects brain function. It's one of the number one causes of mental retardation, low iodine.
Absolutely.
Carol?
This has been absolutely wonderful. I think maybe we should ask Dr. Bronstein to give us his website, how to get his newsletter. Again, his book is Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It. But he's got many more books written about taking care of your own health. So, Dr. Bronstein?
So you can get this information on my website. It's www.drbronstein.com. That's Dr. Bronstein, Bronstein.com. My newsletter's on there as well, and I write a newsletter for Newsmax, a health newsletter for Newsmax.com. Again, the most important thing the listener can do is educate themselves. Don't settle for, you know, everything's fine when you're not feeling fine. Search for the underlying cause of the problem. Go after that. Many times the underlying cause is nutritional problem or hormonal problem. Again, just doing the basics and doing some natural therapies helps so many people out there.
I want to thank you again for your time and your information.
Well, thank you, ladies.
It's our pleasure. Well, you heard it. You heard it, and it was fabulous. The information, the generosity of his spirit in sharing this with us, the understanding of iodine, why we need it, and why we can't live without it, which is the title of the book, As a Premium, for a donation to the station of $80, and an understanding of why we need these ocean nutrients, what they can do for us. We're talking about anti-aging for ourselves and anti-aging for the ageless WBAI, greater than 50 years, 24/7. The ocean nutrients in this beautiful form, a WBAI exclusive 7.5 milligrams of iodine for 3 capsules. You'll never find that anywhere else. And from Northern Canada, pure as you can get. Pure as you can get. And that's a $60 premium. Both the iodine and the ocean nutrients, $140. And that goes directly to WBAI. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait till the next program. Call in now. The number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. You heard the effort, the time, the energy, the quality of the information that we just shared with you.
I was just thinking about that. It's been hours and hours of work and passion on the part of David Bronstein to put together this information and to write his book. And then he's on the shoulders of Guy Abraham, who in turn spent his whole career studying iodine. And many, many papers have been published by him and many, many studies conducted by him to write the papers. So this has all been distilled to you and brought to you freely and lovingly. And in return, we need support to keep the radio station, to keep this kind of programming coming to you. So call now, 212-209-2950. Call with your pledge of any amount. But for at least $140, get the book and get ocean nutrients and get yourself started on your ageless life.
It's pretty exciting when you understand what is being offered here in terms of just understanding of body balance and what is being offered to you by WBAI. It is priceless. We spoke to someone the other day and they said, I love BAI. I don't want to just listen to Muzak. I love BAI. It's a fabulous station. And I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, because so do I. I love BAI. It's a fabulous station. Now it needs your support. 212-209-2950. Take advantage of the premiums. They're brilliant. The book on iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It by Dr. Brownstein, or the WBAI exclusive Ocean Nutrients, the laminaria at 7.5 milligrams of iodine for three capsules. And this is seaweed from the waters in northern Atlantic Canada. Pure, pristine waters. You can't find that anywhere. Now, we're coming to the end. Pretty soon they're going to be pushing us off the air. We need you to call 212-209-2950 and let us hear how much you appreciate this show and what WBAI gives you. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And Carol?
Go to our website, wbai.org, and you can donate right from there. And those of you who are listening even later, if you're listening to archives, you've got your computer open. Do it now.
And I think that's the end. Thank you so much for sharing this time with us. And we'll be back next week. 212-209-2950. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Concluding today, I'd like you to remember, this information is not a substitute for treatment. As always, we urge you to take this and all other information we share to your healthcare practitioner. Clearly, this comes under the category of taking charge of your health. You can find me on Facebook, Corinne Fornari, RPACCN, that's CORINNEFURNARI, or my website, FornariHealth.com, or my office number,
212-219-0700. That's 212-219-0700.
Thank you for sharing this time with me, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. De dia eu peço a luz, me proteja. À noite eu peço a paz, apareça. Pra gente ver, falar de amor, de mim, de você. Como é bom. Se o tempo traz, se o tempo leva o nosso amor. Se o tempo traz, se o tempo leva o nosso amor. A gente se ama. Te encontrar, como foi lindo.
Hi, this is Jake Sofnarowski, former talent buyer at Wetlands Preserve. When I'm not driving my gas-guzzling SUV, texting my friends in my handheld mobile device, or listening to my local Clear Channel affiliate, I'm definitely tuned to WBAI, listener-supported non-commercial radio in New York City, 99.5 FM.
Live from New York, it's The Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Got my mojo working, but just don't work on
you. Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Nice to have you with us today.
What is the topic? Cleansing. What we call detoxification. Let's be more specific. All of us, at different times in our life, take in things into our body that we shouldn't have. Maybe we didn't know better. When you're younger and you're doing what your peers are doing, you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the science background to ask, you know, is this product good or not good for me in small or large amounts? I mean, even today, if I were to stop outside of a university college, which I did, Columbia University, and I filmed them on the street, and I asked them, tell me, what's in the actual nutrition that's in a fast food meal? They only said, well, there's some protein. And when I ask them how many cows and what parts of the cow are in the meat, they didn't know. Most of them said, I guess it's a cow. No, you could have 1,000 cows and you could have any part of that cow. And you realize how many times ground beef has been shown to be contaminated with salmonella. And you know what happens? And I used a simple example. I said, it's about 97 degrees. This is when I did the interview. I said, it's 97 degrees right now. Could you imagine laying a piece of meat on the street for 3 days at 97 degrees, then eating it? The person says, no. Why not? Well, bacteria. Now think of your intestine for 3 days at 97 degrees. Would you then think that there's any difference? Any difference? And they said, oh, I hadn't thought about that. That's the problem. People don't connect what they eat with the diseases in their body. So when you're eating hot dogs and hamburgers and meatloaf and steaks and chicken, then did you fry the chicken? Yeah, everybody's eating fried chicken. Did you grill the steak? Well, yeah, it's a grilled steak. All that increases its carcinogenicity, its cancer-causing qualities. And did you eat that with a bun? Well, that's acrylamide, and the acrylamide is nothing more than a sugar when it's digested. So, and it also causes cancer. And what about the chemicals that were used? What chemicals? Well, to keep the meat looking red, they use a chemical, sodium nitrite, and that's a known carcinogen, and it's highly allergenic. Didn't know that. And when you had the red wine, it was not organic, and it had sulfites in it. Are you aware that those sulfites impact your lungs? Didn't know that. Thought red wine was good. Well, if it's organic red wine without sulfates, yeah, you're getting resveratrol, and that is good, and grape skin extract, and that is good. But when you're drinking commercial wine, it's not good. Didn't know that. And when you're having the French fries that are made with trans fats and loaded with sodium and acrylamides, and it's going to be congesting in your intestine. Well, they hadn't thought about that. Again, we don't think about the consequences in our body once we eat something because we're eating because we're hungry. And we have certain preferences. We want it salty and crunchy, like a potato chip or pretzel or French fry, or we want it soft and sweet and like ice cream or some muffin. We don't want to spend a lot of time thinking about what goes into our food, how our food is grown. In fact, I just before 10 minutes before I went on the air, I'm sitting here in my office talking with a young guy. He's 19 years old, and he's one of these wunderkinds. You know, I said, if you Google the internet and idiot, my picture comes up. Because I'm probably the dumbest guy on the planet when it comes to the internet. It's just not something I pay attention to. I have, you know, I have my interests in other areas. And, but that is his interest, and he's very bright. And I gave him an idea, because I'm enlisting him. I've hired him full-time, because starting in the fall, I intend to launch a major campaign worldwide with just young people. Older people are welcome to join, but it's the young people who are going to save the planet. And it's saving the planet one bite at a time, which is the topic of my new documentary. I just premiered this fundraiser 2 weeks ago for BAI in New York. In any case, I said, I want to get all the young people to be aware of what, where the food is that they eat. And then I showed him that filming at a rock festival, all young people there, and they put on the headset and they watch a monitor. And we set up on the table hamburgers and pork chops and fried chicken and fried fish and all the meat items, and all looking good. And then we had them watch a monitor of how those animals were raised. And it was all done in silence, by the way, for its impact, just music in the background. And the music was the sounds of animals as they're watching, their eyes are watching other animals being slaughtered, and they know they're next to be slaughtered. And not a single one of the 100 young men and women who watched this could not cry. I mean, they were retching. They grabbed their head. They had to look away. And then the question was asked, do you want the hamburger now, the hot dog? And they would just, no. Now, you can say, well, isn't that a little, you know, strong? Yeah, it is. But compared to the suffering of that animal, no, it's not. But it made a difference. What do you want to bet that a substantial number of those people who saw that, that will give them second thought, a pause, before they eat that animal protein? So we're going to try to save the planet one bite at a time. That's the campaign I'm starting. And getting people to be aware. And young people are not yet fully corrupted. They still have some idealism. There's still a lot of room in their cognitive space for change in a good way. And so I'm very optimistic about the future, because I'm very optimistic about all the idealists in the young movements today. We focus upon those who are just not doing anything that we would consider appropriate. We're not paying attention to the ones who are. And there's so many good young people today. And in no small measure, they're good because they have good parents, too. You know, you're epigenetically connected to your environment, including, you know, the kind of a time and attention and the love and the guidance and the tough love and, you know, the boundaries and manners and empathy and understanding people. All that, you know, that doesn't happen in a vacuum. And frequently it happens with a lot of competition and a lot of pushback. So all the more power to the parents who, you know, remember what it was that we, the baby boomers, and our parents, the greatest generation, how we were taught and some of the lessons we learned. Was it perfect? No. But boy, was it a whole lot better than what has happened in the last go-around. So that's the movement. Now, I give you that as an extended little background, because just imagine the average person listening, when was the last time you really thought about where your food came from, how many chemicals went into it, how processed it was, and what's the likely outcome when it starts being broken down in your body? So we become toxic. And how about the 80,000 human-made chemicals that have never been tested, not once. No test in history has tested all the chemicals we use. And yet we're told that these are safe. Well, how would you know they're safe when you haven't tested them synergistically? You're breathing them in. You know, in a cab, you see that stupid little monitor giving you the news and the advertisements. Well, that's because of Wi-Fi. That means there are electromagnetic pulses of non-ionizing radiation going into that cab that's impacting your brain and your body. We have 55 studies showing it actually can change the nature of our brains. So wouldn't you like to know that? Would you turn it off if you knew that it was causing that? Would you use your cell phone if you knew that your cell phone was overheating chromosomes in the brain? Would you still drink the same amount of alcohol if you knew that every glass of hard alcohol you drank killed a million brain cells, million liver cells, million kidney cells, million heart cells? That you literally, with non-drunk social drinking, just socially drinking, you could knock 15 years off your lifespan. So instead of living to be 90, you live to be 75 and not in good health. Would you do the same thing? If you knew that by eating a low-calorie diet, it would help lengthen the lifespan of the cells, would there be anything changing? I think a lot of people in this audience would like to live a longer life and would look forward to spending 20 years enjoying life without disease. So let's say you haven't done it right up to this point, or you've done some things right and you have, and some things wrong. Detoxification and Natural Poach, the award-winning documentary, shows you how to clean up the mess inside your liver, rejuvenate your liver, rejuvenate your kidney, rejuvenation of the heart muscle, the brain, all the damage we do with amyloid plaque to our brain. And we do a lot. You have no idea, Michael G., how many people I'm seeing today are in their 40s and 50s on behalf of their mother and fathers who now have dementia or Alzheimer's.